Hello everyone, this is Sarah Kinsey, your digital media manager, and I'm here with another update from Rome. I am currently visiting the Pontifical North American College, and I'm so excited that we have one of our Portland seminarians joining us today. Please say hello to Anthony Nguyen, and we're so excited to have you with us today.
Thank you so much, Sarah. It's great to have you here visiting.
Well, this has been quite the experience. Anthony, you just gave me an incredible tour of the NAC, as you call it here. At the very end, we got to go up to the roof. So we got to see the incredible view over Rome, and you can see St. Peter's from here. So how has this experience been for you? I know you've arrived here fairly recently. So tell us what this has been like.
Yeah, for sure. I arrived in Rome at the end of July, and so far I use the words overwhelmingly positive, meaning there's been a lot coming at me, and it has been overwhelming at times, but just a very blessed and positive time so far. So my first week in Rome, we arrived, and the first night everyone tells us to, we arrive in the morning, and then we can't sleep for the whole day. So we're going off of 24 to some people 48 hours of no sleep.
Okay.
And here we are on our first day, and we're already going on tours of the basilicas in Rome. And the point of all of that is because if you take a nap during the day, then your clock won't reset to Rome time. So
sure.
Everyone goes on tours and is walking around the city during our first day here. And then we can all go to bed at night when we're really tired. But just really, again, like overwhelmingly positive. There's just so many things to explore here, walking amongst the saints. One of the stories that I like to share is during my second day in Rome, I was going to the store to buy some clerics with some other guys, and we arrived right outside of Santa Maria Sopra Minerva. And there's just so many people here, like standing outside of the basilica. And we're just standing there asking why people are there, and they say that they're about to receive the body of now Saint Pier Giorgio Prisati.
Right.
And so that was just a very bizarre experience my second day in Rome. And then after the first week in Rome, we went to Assisi for a month for our Italian studies.
Wow.
So while we're at the NAC, we get the option of choosing between the Angelicum, Santa Croce, or the Gregorian for our first tract. And so since I'm going to the Gregorian, that means my theology classes will be in Italian.
Okay.
Hence why I kind of needed that month and much more of studies of Italian. And then, so being in Assisi was such a great and blessed time, walking among the saints again, St. Francis, St. Clair, and now St. Carlo Acutis is there as well. And just being able to spend time with them, and as you may know, the body of St. Carlo Acutis is displayed kind of in this glass display, so you can still see his entire body like face to face. And so I really saw it as like me and St. Carlo really growing in this friendship, spending a lot of time together in Assisi, and such a wonderful saint of our time, of our generation. And I know we'll talk more about that later, for sure.
Absolutely. Well, it's, yeah, just great to hear your experience so far. I actually stumbled into that same Dominican church, the Sopra Minerva, a couple days ago, and Pier Giorgio's body was not there, but they had all this wonderful display about him, and so yeah. It's just fun to get to know the saints better, like you said, also getting to know St. Carlo Acutis better. Yeah, let's talk about that. We a couple days ago had the canonization mass of both of these saints, and so I shared some of my experiences with our listeners. But tell me what that was like for you to attend that incredible mass in St. Peter's Square.
For sure, the kind of the big standout moment for me is just seeing his mom. I don't know, some of you may have watched the canonization mass online. And right after the official announcement by Pope Leo that Saint Carlo Acutis and Saint Pier Giorgio Frassati are now saints, the cameras panelled over to his mother, and just seeing the emotion and the joy on her face was very much an emotional moment for me. Mm. 2 days before the canonization, his family, along with his mom, of course, was at here at the Pontifical North American College for the Roman premiere of his documentary made by Americans, Carlo Acutis, Roadmap to Reality.
Okay.
And just to be able to have his family here with us and his mom giving some remarks about his life and encouraging us seminarians to continue to persevere, as something she said was, the priesthood is such a great vocation, and St. Carlo knew that, and he knew that without priests, he could not grow in his love for the Eucharist. And and I know recently she had come out saying that it was Carlo's intention to enter the seminary and discern the priesthood as well. So it's definitely something on his mind.
Wow, that's beautiful. What an incredible experience, yeah, to have his mom here with you and to hear that directly from her. I am speaking this morning with Anthony Nguyen. He is a seminarian of the Archdiocese of Portland, here actually on location at the Pontifical North American College. Anthony, I know you've had some incredible experiences, you know, your first couple of months here, but another recent one that you had was you got to meet Pope Leo. So, I mean, first of all, I mean, I think we're all still so excited about Pope Leo, and I think for us being Americans, that's been really special. And, you know, the last few days for me, I've gotten to be in the audiences or the masses and get to hear him speak, and especially in English, that's been really cool. And just to see his excitement, I think, for all the people that are here that are part of the church, he just seems to love everyone coming here to St. Peter's. But share with us, what was your experience like getting to meet the Pope?
For sure, yes, that was, has definitely been a great highlight of my time here in Rome. So the day after we returned from Assisi, we got the announcement from Monsignor Paris, the rector here, that the papal household had accepted our request to meet with the Holy Father in a private audience with the new men, the new seminarians here at the Pontifical North American College. So we were very ecstatic, especially as you said, because there was no need to worry about any language barriers, to practice any Spanish or Italian, because be able to freely talk to him in English is so surreal and such a great blessing, and to be able to hear him speak in English to us as well. So it was a Sunday morning before, every Sunday the Pope does the Angelus at noon.
Right.
So a little bit before that, around 10:30 or so, we were able to enter the papal household through kind of like this secret passage where only people who are meeting the Pope go through.
Okay.
And we come in the room and line up in this kind of half circle, waiting for him to walk in. And the moment he walks in is just, for me, like a lot of emotion for me. I've heard it explained as being slapped in the face with holiness. like just this overwhelming feeling of like, wow, like this is Pope Leo, like our Holy Father, chosen as the leader of the church amongst men, and the representative of God before his people. And just to see him in there in person, the first thing he said, believe it or not, was he talked about the pumpkin pie he had at the seminary last Thanksgiving.
I heard about that.
He was here for Thanksgiving Mass and dinner as a cardinal, and we're hoping sometime in the future that he does come back for Thanksgiving. But he came in and he walked around, and we each introduced ourselves to him, and he shook our hands, and we were able to kiss his ring and say hello.
Wow.
And that was just a really emotional moment for me, just to be able to have that connection, that personal connection. He's just so down to earth, so kind. Mm. And to have that is just a day that I'll forever remember and cherish in my life, for sure.
Wow, that's beautiful. I'm so happy for you that you got that opportunity. I guess what's next for you? What is the next kind of phase of your time here at the North American College look like?
Yeah, so right now I'm still continuing my Italian studies here at the seminary. And then every year at the NAC, we have our diaconate ordinations.
Okay.
So that happens in the beginning of October and kind of is really the official kickstart to our year. We've been here for about 2 months, but diaconate ordinations is kind of that point where everything goes into more of a routine. Mm-hmm. Right after diaconate ordinations, we start school and I begin my theological studies here in Rome, and God willingly, in about 5 years, that's when I'll be called by the church to be ordained a deacon myself. So
wow.
I'm really excited for that.
Well, we're very excited for you. It's so great to just have our seminarians here. And I mean, you're someone that we've gotten to know through Modern Day Radio in the past. And so it's just great that we get to hear from you here in person and all of our listeners back home. I think it's great for them to hear how you're doing. So I know of our prayers for you, and we're just excited for all that you've experienced and all that's still to come. So thank you so much for the tour today and for sitting down with me.
Yeah, thank you so much, Sarah. And I just want to thank all the listeners listening back at home for your continuous prayers and support, whether that's in prayers or financial support, or I know the seminarian appeal is coming up, so that's very exciting time for all of us. And we're just so blessed to know that the people back home in the Archdiocese of Portland are always continually supporting us, and we pray and hope that one day we can best serve you all back home as your parish priests.